detaching myself from the world of sound. I enter the world of silence. The internal world of silence. I am a soul. A deep sense of soul consciousness I am the soul, controlling the entire body. And yet, utterly detached from the body. Stepping out of the body, I am going beyond the five elements, beyond this world. Reaching the subtle world, Drishti from Bap Dada. The silent, non-verbal communication. Some moments in subtle world, and I move ahead. My home. The incorporeal world. The practice of my original form stage in Paramdham. the peace of the land of peace is permeating me. The freedom of the land of freedom, the liberation of Muktidham, is giving me the feel of absolute freedom. I am a free soul. I am the supremely pure soul, the complete purity of my home is coming unto me. I am the very embodiment of happiness and peace. I am a blissful soul. Below the fountain of the ocean of bliss, the ocean of love is in front of me. I am getting drowned in it. All powers from the ocean of power are coming in me. Corporeal being, intact, voiceless, beyond all attractions of five elements. I am perfectly at peace with myself and everyone. Enjoying perfect tranquility, soundlessness. Thank you. Now I'm getting combined with the ocean of knowledge. All is knowledge. It's becoming mine, as if I am the ocean of knowledge. The thoughtless stage, as if now I come down from Paramdham back to the subtle world. Empowering myself with the drishti of Bap Dada, I, the angel, am floating across the sky. As an angel, now I am traveling across the sky. Crossing various places, countries, and reaching the mountains of Aravali in India. I am an angel of light, radiating light everywhere. I am a shining angel of God. Now coming down, I see the Pandabhavan, the heart of Apu. The forest of honey. The headquarters of this institution. And the headquarters of Tapasya. Approaching the courtyard of Madhavan. Now I am flying towards the Shantidham of Madhavan. The towering Shanti Stambh. Total silence. And I am in front of the Shanti Stambh. I remember what Baba had said. If you want to become powerful, come to the Shanti Stambh. Invisible divine rays of power are filling me, empowering me, enlightening me. Now, I go to the history hall. I see that all the ancestors are keeping their hand of blessing on my head. I see Bab Dada is with me, Mamma is with me, and all the waste thoughts, negativity, has been washed out. I am filled with powerful thoughts in the history hall. Now, flying to the Baba's room, I am becoming like the Father. Now, I go to the Baba's hut and I hear the great sayings. If you become depressed, come to the Baba's hut to have word to word, heart to heart, beat to beat conversations. All the four pilgrimage sites of Madhuban, as if a new energy has come unto me. New enthusiasm. From here, now I go down to the place of Baba's meeting, the Great Diamond Hall. I see Bab Dada sitting there on the stage. And I am in front of him. Baba is blessing me. The divine vision, God Himself, is giving all His powers to me. Now, I go up again. The vast space. I am radiating. Purity everywhere. The entire sky has become pure. All the clouds have got filled with the power of purity. And the rain that is descending is filled with the power of my purity. I am purifying the entire earth, the fire, the water, all the five elements are getting cleansed. I see unhappy souls in front of me, and I am giving them vibrations of happiness. I see peaceless souls in front of me, and I fill them with eternal peace. I see ignorant souls, and with my third eye of knowledge, I fill them with some divine powers. The impure souls, the unsatisfied souls, I see they are moving here and there. My vibrations are filling the whole world. An angel. This is my perfect form, my final destination. With my own eyes, I see my perfect form. Gradually, I'm coming back into this body. Feeling absolutely light. No bondages. No burden. No attachment to the body. No attachment to any human being. A very simple and yet very powerful lifestyle. Today, throughout the day, I'll maintain this angelic state. Whilst doing service, interacting with souls, moving across the road, whilst walking in the crowd, the outside world of crowd and sound will not penetrate me. I shall remain eternally stabilized in my angelic form. I will maintain this angelic gait throughout the day. And as I walk, I will feel the divine rays of Shiva Baba coming from Paramdham and moving as if a canopy overhead me, the mantle of protection. And as a practice, of that angelic state, let me experience that stage of being in solitude amongst the crowd. Let me practice that stage of silence in this world of din and clamor. Now gradually, just stand up wherever you are sitting. And randomly move across the hall as an angel anywhere. Those who are sitting on the front, they will go behind. Those who are behind would come front, right, left, center, anywhere. Without touching anyone. Just practice the angelic gait. All of you, please stand up and walk across the hall. And if you meet anyone, give the powerful drishti for 1 or 2 seconds and go ahead. Imagine the hectic lifestyle throughout the day. Imagine the most hectic hour of the day, and yet you are calm. Calm like this, as if the Amrit Vela has been extended throughout the day. No hassle, no hurry, a very calm stage of the mind. Stand at one place and give drishti to all. Wherever you are, just stand and give drishti to everyone in the hall from that place. This is how I will interact with everyone throughout the day. Maintaining internal stillness and calmness and soul conscious vision. Very tough situations, circumstances, and yet I am calm. Once you finish giving drishti to everyone, now take drishti from Bap Dada. Listen to the song of love of God and get drowned in that song. Now gradually sit down.
Hear me calling you, the voice of a mother and a father and a child. Let me tell.